This is adaptation for T. Isa Hauk. T like Tom, E like Ellie, A-I, S-A, last name is Hauk, H-O-U-C-K. Date of birth is 2-7-2004. Date of accident, 11-26-2022. Date of service is 1-24-2023. The patient is referred from her attorney office for a medical care. Patient reports that she started having pain right after the accident on 11-26-2022. The chief complaints are pain on the neck and the left side of the shoulder, left buttock, left lower back, left knee, and left hand. As the major issues, she has some tingling and her hand locks up, the knee locks up, painful walking upstairs. She can walk up to 2 or 3 blocks. She can sit and stand okay. But other than that, she's having these problems, which are almost 8 or 9 in a scale of 1 to 10. The patient alleges that all of these are as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 11-26-2022. The accident happened on 12-19. As a front seat passenger, she was traveling with 3 kids, the driver and herself, and in a 2015 Ford car. The impact was with 2003 Chevy Silverado. The approximate speed of their car is unknown, and speed of the other car is unknown. The accident happened in Muskegon. The way she's describing is like this. First of all, the driver was their uncle's girlfriend, Juanita Jackson, who is pregnant and with 3 other kids. They did go to the emergency room and were cleared for any trauma to the baby. One kid has a headache and one kid has some pain. But nobody is going to medical care. At this time, patient report that the accident happened in Muskegon, and it was one of the street was Hoover and the other was MCILWRAITH at 2092 MCILWRAITH, where the accident happened. It was a 4-way stop, but one has a yield sign. The other car did not yield and it was looking on the phone. As a result, the impact happened. The car T-boned on the driver's side 3 times and then their car spin. After that, they hit a gate and a fence of a house. The patient report that they were all restrained and airbags deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness and no hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance and even a helicopter, according to her. And she was on the phone when she did not see the entire accident in a great detail until she got hit. Damage of the car is, the car is completely total, all airbags applied, passenger side and driver door is smashed, and the wheel on the right side was completely broken along with the axle. The impact resulted in her hitting her head on the airbag, and the door and seatbelt worked, but it injured some part of her chest. Other drivers, their hand was bleeding, and 3 younger children were there. They were nobody died in this accident. History of presenting illness: patient suffers from headaches, which are moderately severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and comes at night mostly, and it is affecting the left temple or the eye, and pain is severe without being constant. It is just off and on and not sensitive to noise but not sensitive to light. Associated factors are that the pain is associated with nausea but not with any vomiting or seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that there is a dizziness, vertigo, singing in the ear, loss of memory, lack of focus, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, and hard to focus. However, she denies any loss of consciousness, blackout, or seizures, or loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation. She denies any incontinence of the urine and bowels. Regarding the pain symptoms, the patient reports that she is also now suffering from a pain in the neck, which is around 6, without radiation to the arms or hands or fingers. She also has some pain in the left shoulder, which is around 5, and the left hand is around 6, and all the fingers are involved, and she has a poor grip. She also has a pain in the left hip and left buttock, which is 8. There is no real pain in the lower back, is reported, and left knee is 5, causing her difficulty in walking. At this time, patient has some tingling, and her leg locks up on because of the pain in the left knee. She reports of having various investigations like X-ray, MRI, CT scan, and there is a numbness, tingling of the both of the left hand, and involving all 5 fingers. Muscle weakness is reported of the left hand, and she is unable to. Carry even the phone, sometimes it drops off. No blood or bowel incontinence is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient was taken to the ER on the day of accident. There was a knot in the side of the left neck which has resolved. Muskegon Hospital ER is the one where they went. X-ray of the hand was negative for any fracture. CT scan of the neck was negative. She stayed overnight, but then she was discharged. There was a severe muscle spasm, and 2 days later she went to another facility, in urgent care in Warren, where various X-rays were found negative. 12 mile on Hoover Extension Hospital urgent care. MRIs are also done according to her. She has tried medication, no physical therapy, acupuncture, or any chiropractor. In the system review, only positive things are in psychiatric, anxiety, and depression. Past surgical history is negative. Allergies, none. And family history is positive for mother is alive, father is alive, brothers, sisters, one sister, 3 brothers alive, no medical problem to nobody. Relationship status, patient single and lives with her parents. The employment patient is in 12th grade school and unemployed due to the pain or having difficult time attending school. Disability, none. Patient reports that the patient has used Reifman law firm, and personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke weed, and use recreational drugs. And the patient has mood problem and depression problem, self-worth problem and anxiety problem. And she denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, or sleep problem. In the ADLs, only mood is affected, which is 7, according to her. And and she also reports that eating, running, writing, doing yard work, cooking in the kitchen are affected, 8. Home chores, doing laundry, reaching into cabinets are affected, 6. Standing, dialing a phone, opening container, affected, 6. Physical examination. An 18-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'3", weight 240. blood pressure 131 over 103, pulse is 74, and pulse ox is 99. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and she has she's mobile with a slight antalgic gait due to the pain in the knee, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain cases are noticed. She's well built, well nourished, hydration is good. Rest of the exam is from the template. And the neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. And except some, except in the area of upper trapezius and left shoulder area, some spasm is there in the posterior part of the neck. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation are completely normal. Spine tenderness is present in the C4-5 and left sacroiliac joint and L4-L5. Some tenderness in the left knee is present. Muscle spasm are not present. Hypertonus is not present in the spine. Range of motion of the cervical spine is slightly limited. Forward flexion 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion and rotation are limited to 35. Lumbar spine range of motion as forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension is painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found negative. Spurling test is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test is positive, and Soto-Hall test is positive, but myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative, Slump test is negative, passive scapular examination test negative. Lumbar test, Babinski sign was negative, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregal test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, there was a mild tenderness on the left sacroiliac joint with a positive Faber test and Gonsalon test. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression, dissection test is negative. The extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, left hand, left hip, and the left knee, rest of them are completely normal with normal effusion, normal circulation, normal reflexes, and no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, there is no dislocation or fracture or contusion, no tender spots. On range of motions are slightly limited. Patient is able to do 170 degrees of abduction without major issues. The baseline pain is around 5, and it doesn't appear that there is any major crisis. Muscle strength is 5 by 5. Hawking Kennedy test is negative, and Beer can test negative, speed test, near test negative, drop arm test is negative, and so is the anterior posterior apprehension test. The examination of the left hand and the wrist show that there is no major swelling or deviation, muscle atrophy. There is no sign of atrophy of athena prominence. Carpal tunnel compression tests are negative, and range of motions are normal, reflexes are normal, peripheral pulse is normal. The left hip joint examination does not reveal any fractures or any contusion, tenderness, or swelling. The range of motions are completely normal, while motor strength is good, leg length discrepancy not present. Patrick Sen, Trendelenburg test, log roll, LA test, Thomas test are all negative. Examination of the left knee shows that there is a swelling in the left knee with the crepitus and grinding noise heard on moving the knee. And there is a tenderness in the collateral ligaments, medial and lateral. And valgus varus abnormal reaction, anterior drawer, posterior drawer was positive. Patellar apprehension was positive. McMurray Steinman is negative. The walking of the by the patient is quite painful at the left knee area. However, the rest of the extremities appear to be okay. The right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot are all completely normal. diagnosis. General, obesity is 66.9, hypertension 110, general V at 9.2 XXT, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.2, panic is present, and nerves M79.2, and in the muscles there is a trapezius muscle spasm, especially on the left side, with few trigger points that are present, and the myalgia M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder M25.512 and M75.30, 75.50 and M75.110, S43.432D. The left knee left hand M79.642, left wrist M25.532. Weakness of the left wrist is also possible. And the left knee M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, M54.12, S13.444XXA, and then M53.82, thoracic spine M54.0, M54.6, M51.24, and lumbar spine is M54.1. Left-sided sacroiliac joint M46.1, S33.4XXA. Plan of care for TISA hook is from the template, and then treatment plan as follows. The continuation of physical therapy as well as chiropractor is ordered to continue. Focusing on the areas of the pain, especially the neck and some part of the lower back and the left shoulder, left hip, left knee, and left wrist and hand, left pelvis, left trapezius muscle. And the patient doesn't want any injection treatment right now, so we will try all the heat and all the other methods. Massage is advised. Patient is advised to go to the school with no gym medications. Patient is not provided with any medications at this time, and only the medications are provided non-narcotic or Mobic 300 milligram. So sorry. Patient is provided Mobic 15 milligram a day with food, and then Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day is provided for muscle relaxation. Wellbutrin XL is provided for mood bringing for panic and depression. Only one pill a day is advised. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for headache and lung parasites, PRN. The pain relief, no narcotic medications are provided. After that, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. And fitness club program, yes. The review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none of them are available at this time. And they are requested release if there are any. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. A trigger point can be done, but patient is not interested. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych, none. Provision of attended care caseworker is none. Warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, right now we are going to order physical therapy, chiropractic, and acupunctures, and conservative treatment with medication, eat, and massage. Let's see what happens. DMEs. The patient already has some of the DMEs like back brace, neck brace, and patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you so much.